7:10, 60 degrees, beautiful Thursday morning here on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Feel free to give us a call if anything's on your mind at the McLaren Health Plan phone line. That's 393-3700. Shoot us an email at the McLaren Greater Lansing email inbox. That's morningshow@1320WILS.com. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Senator Burt Johnson. Senator, how are you?
I'm doing great this morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. What are you doing this weekend?
Well, you know, I'm paying some homage to a number of memorial folks, guys who, men and women who served, spending some time with family, trying to have a little bit of lemonade and enjoy some of the sun that's coming our way.
Senator, are you going to head up to the Mackinac Policy Conference?
No, Tony, actually, I'm going to be here doing some things in district. You know, I am a candidate for United States Congress, and so I'll be having some conversations down here.
All right. Let's talk about the Democrats unveiling a patent, a patient safety legislation. From your perspective, this is a big bill.
It's a great big bill, and it's a great big consumer protection bill, and it's a people bill, and it's a give some power back to the folks who have been stripped of it bill. And it increases penalties for doctors who commit certain offenses, such as practicing while under the influence of drugs or alcohol, and acting with the intent to harm a patient, or even intentionally prescribing unnecessary medication. There have been some cases, very large national headline-grabbing cases around this state, and it's got to stop. It's got to stop.
Why would anybody be against this bill?
You know, that's an extremely good question, and I would have to say that anybody against it, Tony, really wants to protect those types of doctors, and it probably delineates in some way some money.
Have you gotten any pushback about this legislation?
I've not gotten any personal pushback, but as you know, there are some Republican bills that, in fact, allow for this type of activity to take place if, in fact, it's codified into law, what the Republicans want to do. And so we know that the pushback hasn't been personal, but it has been policy-driven. And like you just asked, I don't know why anybody, Republican, Democrat, Independent, anybody from Mars, wouldn't want to say that this is a good package of bills to support people.
Tell me what your take is on the budget deal that was okayed by the governor and by the Republican legislative leaders.
You know, I read all my papers at about 5 o'clock, so obviously I just finished reading a round of papers here in Michigan. And it just it smacks in the face of hypocrisy. Now, here you have a government and a governor and a Republican-led legislature that over the past year has completely demonstrated that there is absolutely no commitment to the beautiful men and women of this state, the children of this state, the seniors of this state, the veterans of this state, the people who are poor in this state, with all their draconian policies, from Public Act 4 all the way to getting rid of the EITC and shortening welfare benefits and whatnot. And then they come back in the most disingenuous way and give back a little bit of the money that they've taken and call that good government, good public policy to fortify people. It just is it's the most hypocritical thing I've ever seen. And I pray that our citizens around this state have very long memories about what has happened to them since this Snyder regime has taken over.
Well, Senator, would you rather them not cut and not give any money back?
Sure, they should cut. They should give money back, and people deserve to have some of that money back in their pocket. Tony, flatly, frankly, they weren't making it, so to speak, before that money was taken from them. They had mortgage foreclosure on their plate. They had not enough money in their house. But the Republicans should be honest about the fact that they took from people in the first place, and this is simply a restoration of what they took. They shouldn't be calling it trying to capitalize on the movement of tax cuts and breaks and incentives to put money back in people's pocket and calling that good government. They should say simply that they took too much, did it wrong, and that they owe citizens. And frankly, I don't see any of the cuts coming out of the pockets of corporate benefactors who they've been fortifying since day one.
Well, let me ask you this. If you feel this way, do you feel the state was in better hands when the former governor was in office?
I feel that the state was in much better hands, given the philosophy of what the governor was trying to do. People have to remember that for the better part of her 8 years in office, she had a bifurcated, split, and horribly divided legislature that would not work with her. And so the sum total of what her policies were or were not able to do is really not, it's not seen the way it's supposed to really be seen. And then combined with the ugly recession that hit our state, and we were hit hardest first, then you really get a sense of what was really at play. Governor Granholm would have gone down in history as a great governor if this legislature and the Republican-controlled Senate at the time would have given her a break and actually tried to enact some of the things she proposed.
Well, what we hear, you know, we have this challenge, and I'm not smart enough to understand this, but perhaps you can help me. We have the Democrats who say we need to take care of this group of people who can't help themselves, and we need to keep these benefits available, and we need to just to help these folks. We also need to make sure that we take care of our teachers and our state workers, all right? And then we have the Republicans on the other side who say, yeah, we care about that too, but yet we need to have an environment where we have a balanced budget and we make this a business-friendly state so that we can create jobs and hire people. Is there a happy median?
There could be, and I want you, and as you were speaking, I was imagining this thing called Michigan government and budgets as a scale. And the way the Republicans are operating today, one end of the scale is very, very high, another end is very, very low, so there is no balance. There could be a very healthy balance that if the conversation is going to be that everybody has to pitch in, everybody means corporations, everybody means corporate benefactors, everybody means everybody. But the way the Republicans have done it, Tony, they have only really worked to benefit one sector of people, and they're calling people corporations at this point, and there has been nothing in the way of honest discourse with Democrats who have been invited to sit at the table so that we could arrive at this happy medium. And so while it exists, while it could happen, Republicans have resisted at every turn the opportunity to offer that to Democrats because they have the authority and the power in both chambers, and they've abused it.
Do you think there's going to be a bridge from Detroit and to Windsor?
I hope that there will be, and I hope that citizens in Detroit and the metro region are able to build it.
Can this get done without the legislature, without the Senate and the House?
You know, it remains to be seen, but I tell you what, the governor should not move in that direction. It would set an awful precedent, and I think that it would seek to harm the legislature's relationship with the government.
All right, final question for you. We've been talking a lot about veterans over the last few months, and as we head into the Memorial Weekend, we know that there are a lot of veterans in the state of Michigan. We know a lot of veterans are coming home, especially from the Middle East. We know that there are a lot of veterans who are homeless, who don't have jobs, who are in jail, who have mental disorders, and that there doesn't appear to be enough help for them. What's your take on that, and what's being done to help these vets?
Well, I think, number one, the United States of America has a horrible track record for supporting its veterans, its men and women who go abroad and handle all of our foreign business, and we win. You know, these people go out, and they produce victories, and they come home, and they expect to be treated with basic respect, decent respect, and it's oftentimes not afforded to them. Democrats have been, in the last year and a half, attempting to fortify veterans at every level, whether it is to make sure that they're held harmless when it comes to mortgage foreclosure while they're away fighting for us, or seeing to it that when they come home, their child support payments are seen in the appropriate light. Republicans have not necessarily offered that same type of care, that same type of olive branch to our men and women who fight so vociferously for us. And so on the back end of that, what I think needs to happen, Tony, is that there needs to be a full-blown package of veterans benefits and policies put together like we see for so many other interest groups, for so many other protected classes, and that it be moved forward through both chambers of the legislature. I know that our leader, Gretchen Whitmer, and Tupac Hunter, have been heads and shoulders, above the Republicans on that. And so there's an opportunity for us to put something strong in play. And, you know, I only hope that we would embarrass at least the Republicans to push the project through, because it's strong and it works.
Now, one last question for you. From your perspective, since Governor Rick Snyder took office, has he or has the Republican-led House or Senate done anything positive?
Oh, that's a good question, Tony. Well, we're going to see bus rapid transit come to the fold. I've got a couple of bills in that package, and I've been a huge transportation advocate over the last 5 years. That's going to take hold and take effect over the next 45 days. That's going to be not just good, that's going to be great, but it's going to allow President Obama to push $750 million into the immediate Detroit and surrounding Southeast Michigan region. So that's going to be great. There was some sunsetting, and that will occur on October 1, of driver responsibility fees, deleterious fees that our beautiful men and women, our citizens across this state, have been paying and could ill afford to pay. So that's some much-needed relief coming their way. There are a couple other things, Tony, but, you know, where I come from, the sum total of your actions has to be measured, and I think that the Republicans have done horrible disservices to the state of Michigan, and I only fear that without taking the House again in this fall election, that we will see some of these policies enacted for the next 3 to 4 decades, and that could mean really, really bad structural changes for working men and women and people who are senior and veterans in this state. And so we got to do what we got our work before us. The Republicans have done a couple good things, but not nearly enough to get my vote.
We've been talking with Senator Burt Johnson. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you, Tony. Have a great holiday.
Same to you. 721, 60 degrees on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS.